Time to recap Redolo County Commissioners meeting. This will be meeting number 2 for the month of February in our studios. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
Very good, Rich. How are you?
A little bit of a rainy day.
It is. We're getting more moisture, which we're fortunate. We're fortunate after the last summer we had.
And exactly.
So it's good to get that moisture. Absolutely. We'll be thankful this summer and spring for sure.
Because it's going to be a hot one, I'm sure, again coming up. I don't even think about that just yet.
Always seems like it is anyway.
Exactly.
You betcha.
Let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. Anything for citizens' comments?
Yeah, actually Dale Cotton stopped in to visit with us again about the air base up north of McCook. He has some ideas on some things he'd like to see done out there in regards. He mentioned doing like a tiny home visitor center where he could have brochures in there and different artifacts from the air base. And he also made mention of a tetrahedron, which is an old school wind indicator, essentially. So he has some ideas that he'd like to do out there and would like some financial help with those projects. And so we Commissioner Randy Dean is going to put him in touch anyway with the rewards committee and see if we can't get him a grant writer and get a ball rolling for him on that.
Review accounts payable claims?
Yes, sir. We did review the accounts payable and basically all the bills that come into the county there. We approved $281,539.51 on that accounts payable.
Donald D. Wilson, CPA, on the annual audit report?
Yep. Mr. Wilson sat down with us and went over our audit. Basically, again, you know, watching, you know, what we're doing with our purchasing acts and everything looked good. Everything looked good on that end and what we've taken in and what we've spent. And so it's looking good. And so we got that information from Mr. Wilson there.
Set May 1st as the date and time, 9:30 in the morning, date and time to open health insurance bids.
Yeah. Currently, the county is self-insured, pays for our own claims and things like that on the health insurance side. And we thought we'd open this up for bid too. My intention and we'd like to, you know, continue providing good quality coverage for our employees. They're a valuable asset to us. So we're going to open that up and see what we get for bids and compare premiums from what we're currently paying and what somebody else, another company could offer.
Discussion hiring a part-time truck driver for the road. We kind of discussed a little bit last week.
Yeah. So we approved hiring a full-time driver, and that ad will be going in the paper here soon. So obviously our main focus, or one of our main focuses, is getting these county roads improved. When springtime hits, obviously we're getting the moisture that we need to do elevate and to shoulder roads. And so come springtime, we're going to be all hands on deck, and we think that we need a full-time designated truck driver and a part-time truck driver to keep ahead of those projects to get gravel down on the roadways. And so we did approve the hiring. Again, you know, we'll put it out there and we'll see who applies and go from there.
Consider a request in the McCook EDC and support for early child care programs.
Yeah. Charlie McPherson stopped by and visited with us. He was interested in us pledging somewhere between the amount of $2,500 to $3,500 a month for the next 3 months to help this early child care program. Essentially, there has been a daycare shortage in McCook, and a lot of businesses, it's hard to employ employees if you don't have a place for your children to go. We did table the item, and we're going to come back to that. Charlie said he was going to solicit some other businesses around town, and we were going to see if he met his goal there, and then we will revisit that again at another date.
Review proposed rate increase for court-appointed attorneys.
Yeah, this came in statewide, essentially. Red Willow County currently is paying defense attorneys $100 an hour for standard cases. They're looking to raise that from $100 to $125 for an hour for more complicated cases like homicide or sexual assaults or those type of cases that take more time and effort. And they're having a little bit of issue finding defense attorneys that want to represent their clients for the $100 an hour. And so basically, it was an information only type of deal. You know, if we had our input on it, we could. I mean, I guess we felt as a board that, you know, if that's where they feel like it needs to be to get defense attorneys, then we'd let them decide on that, and we'll see where that goes.
Next up, discussion of purchase of a truck and trailer for the road department.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand with a full-time employee and the part-time employee. We have currently two trucks, one over in Bartley, trucks and trailers, I should say, one over in Bartley and one here in McCook. And if we get done what we want to get done in the roadside, we're definitely going to need another truck. Basically, what we've done is I've been out looking at for the trailer part. I've been looking at a lot of used trailers. I had three quotes, which is required by the Purchasing Act. I had three quotes. One of those trailers before we could meet actually sold. It was a private party trailer. Another trailer out of Denver from the pictures had some mechanical issues with it. And both those trailers were right around $30,000 for those two used trailers. And I contacted Abrazos, is a company out of Texas. And we started talking numbers, and basically for a brand new trailer with air ride suspension, we could have that delivered to McCook from Texas for $40,550. So we elected as a board to go that direction. Obviously, you know, when you buy used, you don't know what you're getting and the issues that you're going to have and the repair bills that come with it. So we felt like for the money, it was probably wise to go ahead and purchase a new trailer. With the truck situation, I've been working on this for the last couple weeks, just putting feelers out there and looking. And the truck market's pretty tough, Rich. It's like a lot of things right now. The used truck market is anyway. And about five trucks I've called on from Denver to South Dakota to Missouri, by the time I call, they're all sold. And so it's kind of a hot market. With this, we would like to buy used because obviously purchasing a new one is way more expensive. So we're looking to buy used. We are going to be posting a special purchase request in the newspaper. We're going to solicit bids, informal bids. It's a process in the statute that allows us to go out and buy in this situation where the item is hard to find. We can make a special purchase over that $50,000 threshold, provided we advertise and solicit for informal bids. And then if we don't find what we need, we can continue looking. So we're kind of specific on that. We're looking for a semi with a minimum of 150 horsepower, and we would like to have less than 500,000 miles on the truck and also have a 470 gear ratio for what we do with hauling on county roads and uphills and things. We think that's kind of what we're looking for would be most suitable.
Discussion of a contracting for delivered diesel at district shops.
Yeah, so we already did a 13 cents off gallon agreement with French and Valley down at the Pump Tamer. But we also have a 1,000 gallon tank here at District 3 here in McCook Shop. And we didn't bid that to be delivered up there. So we put out our feelers on that, and we actually awarded that contract to a farmer's co-op out of Trenton, Nebraska. We contracted 9,000 gallons at a price point of $3.39 per gallon, and that's for red diesel fuel with additives.
Quarterly jail inspection?
Yeah, we went over and visited with D. Shields over there and took a look at the jail, and we discussed some things, and the jail, everything looks good. It's operating well there, and we went and looked at the new water heater that was just installed, and that looks good, and that's up and going and functioning, so everything looked good over there.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there?
We gave a $15,000 donation to MEDC in support of rural housing. This was actually something that prior to myself and Charles Fritchie being sworn on, this was proposed, and so we donated to them. We also have Morehouse Inc. had a roadway occupancy agreement. They need to do trenching some lines for some irrigation up northwest of McCook. We authorized chairman's signature on a liquor license for Hojo's Hideaway. And there again, that's for a wedding reception. And other than that pretty much took care of the consent agenda.
All right. A thank you from the MEDC correspondents.
Yeah, they just sent us a thank you for our donation and our time, and looking forward to continuing working with each other.
And finally, the clerk's monthly revenue report.
Yeah, yeah, just just took in and basically another report to see what the clerk all gathered up in funds. All yes, right. Sir.
Well, I had quite a bit on your agenda, didn't you?
We did. Again, this was a long one. Again, we started at 9 o'clock and didn't adjourn until about 11:30. So another long meeting for sure.
I know President's Day is next Monday. Are you off on Monday?
Yeah, I lied to you last week. We're actually not going to be meeting on the 20th, but we're going to hold a special meeting on Wednesday, the 22nd,
okay.
At 8:30 in the morning. Basically, how payroll sat with this holiday. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that we got in and got payroll approved for our employees. And then we're also, during that time, I believe it's going to be added to the agenda, we're going to authorize a $1,500 deposit for that new Brazos trailer out of Texas, and then also set the date to receive those informal bids on that semi-truck.
So just a couple of items on that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be... it was supposed to be just approving payroll, but to get that trailer started, it's going to take 2 months to get it mm-hmm. constructed. And so to get the ball rolling on that, we wanted to get that $1,500 check down to them so we could get that started. And we also want to continue our search for that truck so we get it ready and ready to roll this spring.
So next regular meeting coming up on the 27th.
Yes, 27th would be the next time we have a regular meeting. Yes,
all
sir.
All right. Have a great Valentine's Day. Don't forget about that sweetheart.
I know it, right? I know.
Just trying to help you out.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. You bet.
Have a great day, sir.
Thank you. You as well.
County Commissioner Ted Gans with the latest on the Red Willow County Commissioners meeting from Monday.